Even as health officials rush to contain a COVID-19 outbreak at San Quentin State Prison, another prisoner succumbed to the illness on Saturday. KCBS reporter Keith Manconi has the latest on the outbreak that's been spreading for more than a month.
The infected at San Quentin already number more than 1,400, including both inmates and staff. Now, the death toll has risen to 5 after 59-year-old Dwayne Michael Carey was pronounced dead earlier today at a hospital outside the prison. Health officials are rushing to step up more resources, but Marin County Public Health Officer Dr. Matt Willis acknowledges that in a tightly packed prison environment,
it's very difficult to control the spread. And I think we're seeing, you know, the consequence of that.
KCBS spoke to Willis while he was at San Quentin meeting with local and state health officials to coordinate the disaster response. He says by Wednesday, the hope is to establish a field hospital.
We're looking at least 170 beds here to make sure that, you know, inmates who become ill are able to be managed and cared for here on site. And then, you know, those needing kind of a higher level of care are sent out and are receiving appropriate care.
Meantime, Willis says an effort is underway to separate prisoners using unconventional facilities like just erected tents, as well as the prison's own gym and chapel. Keith Manconi, KCBS.